a good girl now. Undo my pants. That was my boss's order. Heartbroken after my boyfriend cheated with my boss's wife. Of all people, I found myself in his office. Emotions all tangled up. Gripping Roman's tie tight, I wrote a note. I allow you to enter my body. Roman took the notepad, his eyes never leaving mine. He read the words out loud, his voice quiet but heavy. I, Blair Warner, of sound mind, give permission for Roman Kingston to. He didn't finish the sentence. He didn't have to. The heat in his gaze said the rest. Are you sure? He asked. Because once I cross that line, I don't hold back. My heartbeat was a drum. I nodded, slowly. A dark smile tugged at his lips. Then kneel. He moved with calm restraint, removing the pins from my hair with almost reverent fingers. My hair spilled over my shoulders, and his expression turned hungry. I knew you were hiding something under that blazer, he murmured. I hesitated. Roman, you said however I choose, Blair. There was command in his voice. Not anger, just power. My hands moved before my brain could catch up. When I looked up, his eyes were molten. Now tell me what you're feeling. Like I'm standing on the edge of something dangerous, I whispered. Good, he said. Then leaned in, slow, deliberate, and kissed me. My hands flew to his shoulders as his lips claimed mine. Roman tasted like everything I'd ever wanted and never dared ask for. Warmth, danger, certainty. I melted into him, my breath catching as his fingers slid along my sides, making me feel weightless. Beautiful, he murmured against my mouth, his voice like velvet over gravel. His hands moved with purpose, and I gasped, my body reacting before my mind could even process what was happening. It was overwhelming, in the best way. A current of heat pulsed through me with every breath, every whisper of his touch. More, I whispered, not even recognizing my own voice. Please, he pulled back slightly, his eyes locked onto mine, dark, unreadable. Then he leaned back on the couch, stretching like a predator who knew his prey wouldn't run. His legs shifted wider, the space between us growing smaller, more electric. He didn't touch me again. Not yet. He just watched, silent, waiting, like he wanted me to make the next move. And in that moment, I realized, I might already have.